Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is August 10th, 2018. And we're coming to you from what I call our world broadcast studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're glad you joined us. Today's topic, the power of a handshake. So have you ever contemplated the importance of a handshake? Did you know that handshakes provide vitally important nonverbal message delivery to others, and they allow us to make quick and lasting judgments as to an individual's character, trustworthiness, genuineness, competence, just to name a few? You know, these character assessments can occur immediately or involve what I refer to as a residual effect, where a person can recall interactions with someone in an effort to determine their emotions toward them at the time they first met. We formulate quick responses to questions like, do I like this person? Do I not like this person? Would I like to do business with them? Do they seem competent? Do they seem confident? Are they trustworthy? Are they fake? Or are they arrogant? Are they genuine? And understand that the handshake leaves a lasting mental mark. You know, a quality handshake will allow you to plant an initial seed of trust and rapport development, which are critical in successful business and social functionality. So I want to offer you today some simple suggestions to improve your handshaking. First, offer your hand vertically extended, fingers slightly apart, thumb up, and don't close into your web-to-web with the other person's hand. Close your hand down with what I call measured equivalent firmness, projecting neither dominance or weakness. The common practice in the U.S. is to follow with about 3 to 5 pumps up and down while the hand is in grip mode. Don't turn your palm down, which is a dominance remove maneuver, or allow your hand to be turned upward in the submissive position while engaged in a handshake. These are both handshake breaches of etiquette and should be avoided or countered. Don't attempt to impart power and authority or dominance with a handshake by offering the bone crusher. This leaves a negative, aggressive impression. Never offer a limp noodle handshake. This screams of weakness both in character and in physical strength and leaves an unrecoverable negative impression on recipients. Don't try to fall for a pull-in maneuver or a handshake where you pull the person towards you or allow yourself to be pulled by someone else. This is another dominance move that should be avoided. Avoid the long arm handshake. This is where you offer a long stiff arm to someone that looks like you're leaning over something to complete the handshake. This type of handshake has low emotional value and really is a distancing maneuver. An appropriate distance would be a different distance from the elbow bent at the arm from the waist or about 6 inches out. And both parties should do about the same. You know, if somebody's backing away from you, there's a reason. You're likely invading their personal space. Back up a little to make them feel a little more comfortable. If you engage in a handshake and you or the other person grips the tips of the fingers accidentally, conduct what I call a quick do-over. Just say, hey, let's try that again. You don't want to leave the impression of a weak or failed handshake with anybody. Always look the other person in the eyes when engaged in a handshake. A gentle smile and a verbalized greeting where you repeat the name of the other person that you're meeting are important accompaniments to any handshake. Say, hey, nice to meet you, Bob, while you give them a good handshake. Always stand up to shake somebody's hand. Just common courtesy. And it's okay also to be the initiator of a handshake. Some people have asked me before, should I wait on them to offer my hand? No, if somebody doesn't do so immediately, you be the person that does so. Now, these are just a few simple but easy to follow handshake suggestions. I go into much more detail on appropriate handshaking techniques and offer simple and effective countermeasures for dealing with handshake bullies in my book, Spoken Silently, The Art and Practice of Reading People. Grab a copy online for an in-depth all things body language study. Now pay close attention to the nonverbal messaging of others and be aware of your nonverbal projection as well. Great communication demands a strong knowledge of nonverbal communication. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you learned a little about handshakes today. It's not that complicated. Handshakes are great ways to convey to others that we're trustworthy, that we're competent. It's a glimpse into our character. So make sure that you're giving the appropriate response to people when you're given a handshake. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope you have a great week next week. We'll see you next Friday for the next episode of Life Moments. Until next week.